The 16 residents, including 13 from Rosendale, penned the letter urging the PSC to consider the short and long-term impacts of the proposed merger. Rosendale resident Jennifer Metzger, who also chairs the town's advisory environmental commission, signed the letter.
Electricity is a public necessity. You know, it's not like we're talking about taking over a shoe company. the issues are really about local and state control over our energy security and over our energy future. You know, we need to make sure that electricity remains affordable to New Yorkers. And importantly, we really need to make sure that the necessary investments are made in our electricity infrastructure to increase our resilience to the effects of climate change.
She and the others took their concerns to Democratic State Assembly member Kevin Cahill, who represents parts of Ulster and Dutchess counties.
It is incumbent upon Central Hudson and Fortis to prove that this merger is in the public good, is in the best interest of the public, not that it's in the best interest of the shareholders, which it appears to be, not that it's in the best interest of the executives, which it certainly appears to be, or in the best interest of a multinational conglomerate, which it also appears to be.
He says he met with the group of residents last week.
They were also expressing concerns, as I did, at the public hearing that was held in Kingston the week before, and as I've written to the commission, the Public Service Commission in the past, that overall this is a raw deal for the ratepayers of Central Hudson. There's a lot going on here that people might not be taking into consideration. Fortis is a company based in Canada, which therefore makes it subject to NAFTA. There are restrictions on what the state can regulate when it comes to NAFTA, and we may be losing a tremendous amount of the authority we have over the utility currently.
NAFTA refers to the North American Free Trade Agreement, and the residents write that Fortis may be able to override state regulations through the use of NAFTA. Calls to Fortis were referred to Central Hudson, where Denise Doring Van Buren is a spokeswoman.
For those who are concerned about there being foreign ownership, we will remain a standalone utility company. We will be Central Hudson the day before we close. We will be Central Hudson the day after we close. The company itself is not changing. The one thing that is the fact that we're now owned by about 30,000 shareholders, and post the transaction, we'll be owned by one shareholder, in this case, Fortis.
The proposed merger includes a freeze on electric and gas delivery rates through July of 2014, and there's a provision to establish a $5 million community benefit fund, an amount Cahill says is meager when compared with other mergers and acquisitions. But Central Hudson's Van Buren says the community benefits are even greater.
We ultimately realize that it is in the best interest of customers to pursue this. Our customers will receive $50 million in benefits as a result of this transaction with Fortis. Included within the $50 million, of course, is a $5 million fund that would not exist were it not for this merger. Those dollars will be allocated for economic development programs, for helping our low-income assistance programs.
Assemblymember Cahill says he plans to continue making sure the merger is, in fact, in the public's best interest.
We're going to find out what our legal opportunities are here. If we're able to go to court, as you probably recall, the New York State Consumer Protection Board was disbanded last year, and the new Utility Intervention Unit, which exists in the Department of State, consists of two people, and they don't even have the right to appeal. And furthermore, they have agreed to the merger as opposed to opposing it on behalf of consumers. So we're going to be looking at what consumer rights we have. We'll be working with groups like the Public Utility Law Project to see to it that they're adequately funded in the upcoming budget so that we have some serious resources to put at this, and we'll continue to raise public awareness.
Central Hudson's Van Buren says Central Hudson announced the proposed merger in February of 2012, and if all approvals were granted, thought the deal would be closed the first quarter this year. She says she understands the PSC could have the merger decision on its April agenda. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.